on, ladies. Let's get crazy.
I like the thought of you going, it's Emma and the rest of the gang.
You should start doing that. What a power move.
That was such a power move.
Hope all is good. We are all set for another week on the girly quiz. Dave must win the week by answering three questions correctly, but he has two lifelines to help him out along the way.
Yes, one is a simplify, it's like a 50-50 option, and the other is a phone a female, and we have Kerry standing by as your phone a female today.
Legend.
All these questions are girly things, every category of girly life is covered, and Dave does his best every week to get three out of three. Yeah.
You've had a good couple of weeks.
Yeah. I've had two wins in a row, I'm pretty sure, so I'm going for the hat trick. I've never had a hat trick before, but yeah, let's do it. I'm feeling a little bit more confident than I usually am. However, I shouldn't say that, because last time I said that, you gave me the three worst questions I have ever heard in my life.
Well, this is the thing. Once you are on like a bit of a winning streak, that's when we really kind of get the claws in. Literally.
Just a reminder as well, if there's little ears in the car with you and you're sitting there going, what is this? Just be careful, because sometimes Dave can go off on one. And we can cover all aspects of being a female inside and out, if you know what I mean. So just keep your hand on the dial, okay? Let's go.
Oh, no. Look at that. Anxiety back. I don't know. I thought it would be fine. And as soon as I hear that music, it's like... Ugh.
Dave, question number one in the girly quiz this week. Why might there be flip-flops in the women's bathroom at a wedding?
Why might there be flip-flops in a women's bathroom? I'll tell you for why.
Oh, cocky.
Because
it was an RTE wedding. When you joke.
Zing!
That was very good.
Very good.
I think it's for when girls take off their heels, and it's like a really sound thing that the bride does, or like maybe the maid of honor. Is that a thing? Maid of honor? Yeah, that's not just an American thing.
The bridesmaids. Yeah, maid of honor.
Do we? I've maid of honor twice.
Oh, well, there you go. So maid of honor. Like,
good,
I feel
for
like
you.
It might.
The only two times I've bridal partied, I've been maid of honor. I'll have you know.
Anyway, I think it's either the bride would do it or the maid of honor would do it. Someone sound anyway, because it's probably a lot of money. But it's for heels, I think. So when girls like are at a wedding and they take off their heels for like dancing and things like that, and it's usually quite late into the night. So that's what I think it's there for.
You're absolutely correct.
Well done.
Off to a great start.
Did you know that was a thing that people do?
Yeah, I remember going to a wedding in Spain. It was my cousin Dennis and Shira's wedding, and she had those kind of things in.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
It should be on every night out.
But I remember like being like, can I rob a pair of them? Because I was in like really cheap white runners, like, and they probably cost about a tenner. And I was like, so sore, so I had to flip flop around.
They should upgrade them, although way too expensive, but just for Crocs. Love to see everyone in Crocs. Oh.
Yeah,
I can't wait for your wedding.
Flip flops are a bit of a liability, to be fair.
Yeah.
Right, question two, David.
Off to a good start, lads.
Yeah. That's two lifelines remain.
Trickier. Question two on the girly quiz. What is microdermabrasion?
No! No, 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 no.
Aw, do you not know what?
Aw, what a lad.
No! I've heard of this.
Aw.
Microdermabrasion.
What a letter.
Aw.
I feel like it's... Microdermabrasion. What is it? What is it? I've heard it 100,000 times.
Really?
Is it something to do with your...
Have you?
It's a lot.
Microdermabrasion. It's something to do with your skin, I'm pretty sure. Final answer. I've no idea. I know what a microdermal is, I think.
What's a microdermal?
I'm pretty sure a microdermal is like a piercing in your skin, just like in a random part of your body. Like it could be in your wrist or something. I'm pretty sure that's a microdermal. I also have a feeling it's something to do with your teeth. A microdermabrasion, like maybe it's an operation on your mouth.
Right.
But I'm going to call in the troops. I'm going to call in Kerry.
Morning, Kerry. You're live.
How are you, Kerry?
Oh, sorry, guys.
Oh, hello. Are you underwater, Kerry?
Get it together, Kerry.
It's my car. It makes it sound like I'm recording on a microwave.
Okay, very good.
Welcome, darling. Dave's
Kerry,
under pressure.
I've got 30 seconds on the clock. I need you to tell me what microdermabrasion is.
Oh, so dermaplaning is like when you get that little knife and you get the skin off your face. I'm presuming it's the same, but a dermatologist does it with their safe hands.
Why would they do that?
I don't know. Dermaplaning is like with the knife, and this is microdermaplaning. I feel like micro is something bad or something to do with...
This is microdermabrasion.
Microdermabrasion.
This changes everything. Is it when you get rid of the skin on your face? When you peel it off or...
What,
oh,
like
my God, I'm so sorry,
soul.
Dave. I'm not a woman.
There's something in the skull.
You're not a woman.
I'm not a woman.
I'm just joking. Okay.
I'm having an identity
Don't
crisis.
Do yourself like that,
Kerry. Kerry, you've been absolutely no help whatsoever. So thank you for that. You said taking skin off. Is that what you
with
said?
With a knife?
With a knife.
You know, with that little knife thing? With the...
Like a scalpel?
The blade.
Exactly like that.
Okay.
That feels wrong.
It's taking excess skin off. I'm going to throw in the word excess just to see if that'll help. It's taking excess skin off with a knife.
Don't say knife.
Scalpel.
Correct. You're asking me.
Scalpel.
I think we'll give it. I'm being super sound here.
Okay.
I think we'll give it. Okay. So the answer that we've written down is it's a beauty treatment involving intense exfoliation of the face. And technically when you exfoliate, you are taking off.
Yeah, skin.
Old skin.
But in this case, it's not with a knife. No. And that's
in this
so
economy,
weird. Let's call it a knife. It's just a little blade that removes. Yeah.
Well, I guess blade knife.
Okay.
Blade knife. No. Sorry, that's micro...
Oh, that's
micro thing.
Microdermabrasion.
Yeah, I think microdermabrasion.
Kerry, I think you did very well.
Yeah, Kerry, well done.
Oh, you have to say that.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys.
Bye, Kerry.
Appreciate you, Kerry.
Good sport.
Good luck.
Cheers.
See you later.
Bye.
Good luck in the All-Ireland, Kerry.
Kerry's not in it.
Oh, damn it, they're out.
It's going, Armagh.
This is a mess. Let's move on.
Oh, even worse joke.
Dave, to win the week.
I feel like you've given me wrong answers on stuff that have been a lot closer than that answer.
I don't.
David. Callum's gone. Question 3, guys. It's serious.
Come on.
If you're aged between 25 and 29, how often will you be called for a smear test?
If you're aged between 25 and 29... I'm going to go shot in the dark because I think it would be impressive if I got it right. Is that stupid to not go for 50-50?
I don't know. It's up to you.
You said you were done with silly options on a 50-50, so we've taken that feedback on board.
So it is good, they're good options on the...
Yeah.
Right, go on. Simplify it for me, so.
All right, entering simplify mode.
Go on, Ash. We're here. Brilliant.
If you are aged 25 to 29, how often will you be called for a smear test? Is it A, every 3 years, or B, every 5 years?
Oh, thank God I didn't go for a shot in the dark. I was going to go once.
Every year?
I was going to go, no, once.
Oh, once in that whole time?
Yeah, once in that whole time. God. Give me the options one more time.
Every 3 years or every 5 years?
I'd say, with the whole thing that went on, I'd say it's every 3 years, but I have a feeling that people are annoyed because it is every 5 years. I'm going to say it's every 5 years. But it should be three, but, oh my God, I don't know. I'm going to say it's totally 50-50 for me. I've no idea. I'm going to say you have to get it done every 5 years.
Final answer is every 5 years?
Yeah.
You've just lost the girly quiz.
Sorry, Dave. That's annoying. Yeah.
And the reason why that was so hard is because after you turn 30, it's every 5 years from then on.
Oh, but I thought it would be more frequent when you get older.
No, I think the risk is actually higher when you're younger.
Right, okay.
Yeah. So when you're 25 to 29, you go every 3 years.
Feck you anyway.
I'm sorry.
Them damn doctors.
Too honest.
Yeah.
Too honest, being too good for people.
Crap!
Well, listen, you had a good run.
It's a girly quiz. Makeup, nails and tunes. How will Dave do? Will he need you?
Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Get ready for the sound.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.